for J.J. Watt's second season in the league, in which he was put up one of the greatest performances as a defender of all time, defensive coordinator Wade Phillips said, "I think he's got a chance to be in the Hall of Fame." I'm paraphrasing what he said. He compared him to Howie Long. Well, J.J. did what he did in 2012, did what he did last year. How soon, it's obviously too soon, but how soon can we start talking about him, John, being a Hall of Famer, seeing as how you are a voter?
I would think J.J. keeps this up for another 3 years. People are going to talk about him among the greatest. His big season, to me, was the greatest season of any defensive lineman in history, and in a number of ways. And last year, a lot of people said he's had an off year. Pro Football Focus had him as the best player in the NFL last year. So the others are just looking at sacks. So if he keeps it up and stays healthy, he's definitely got a chance to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I think one of the factors about that, Drew, is he does have some help now. You know, last year Antonio Smith was good, but now you're talking about Jadeveon Clowney on the same defense. How are you going to defend against those two? Which guy gets doubled? J.J.'s going to have some help, which is going to help his case in the long run, because you think about Montana and Rice. Those guys definitely helped each other. We mentioned Andre Reed going to the Hall of Fame this year. Well, yeah, Jim Kelly. You always have got to have help, and I think J.J. has that. If Jadeveon Clowney, if he excels the way that we expect him to, you're going to have that as a 1-2 punch for how many years here in Houston. That's definitely going to help J.J.'s cause.
And one intriguing thing that we've all three seen through these first few practices, through these first 2 weeks, are the different ways in which J.J. Watt is lining up. We can't get too specific because mum's the word. We've got to be secretive about some things. But he's going to be all over the field. And Romeo Crennel, he's seen a lot of things in his time. He's going to be creative.
Tell you one thing I would do. I've always said this, and I don't care if they do it or not. I would have J.J. all of a sudden line up over the nose, take a step back, and just stand up. And you think about getting in the line of fire, what he could do and everything. I wouldn't keep him here or here. I'd put him right in the middle. But he can play anywhere. I can't wait to see what Romeo's going to do, especially when he and Clowney are on the same side.
Yeah, you guys bring up Clowney. We've seen glimpses of him. And, boy, that practice he had before he went down with the slight injury or whatever there was going on there, he blocked a punt on scout team. He hit Jonathan Grimes in the backfield as he got the handoff. We've seen the flashes. What can that mean for the rest of the defense? What can that mean for J.J. Watt? What can we expect from him this year?
Well, it's a complete domino effect. You have a better pass rush. Your secondary looks a lot better. I mean, J.J. and Kareem, you think about the island they were put on last year when they didn't get that pass rush. And if Clowney is getting that rush off the edge and J.J. is getting that push from wherever he's lining up, you have so many opportunities for the guy opposite them to go one-on-one against a tackle or a tight end and win, whether that's Brooks Reed or Whitney Mercilus. And the one thing you want in this league is one-on-one. And if that guy, whoever it is, Mercilus, Reed, some other guy we're not talking about, that guy has to prosper because Clowney's going to get a lot of attention. We know J.J.'s getting a lot of attention, but if that guy can win, it makes everything better. This entire defense can take off, and there's so much that they can do. But Clowney's presence, I don't know that I can remember, even with Mario Williams, I don't know that I can remember an athlete with this kind of speed and power, that combination off the edge here in Houston. I can't remember ever seeing it, and that's how he can win, with speed, with quickness, with power. He's got a lot of different ways that he can hurt you off the edge that we haven't seen here.
Yeah, John, does that first step remind you of anybody you've seen in all the years you've covered the NFL?
Derek Thomas, and Derek Thomas was a lot smaller. Derek Thomas is the quickest player I've ever seen. Lawrence Taylor was second. Taylor was more power and speed. Clowney hadn't shown the power yet. One thing, as we all know, though, you can't make the club in the tub. We got to see him out on the field. We got to see him out on the field all the time. And you darn sure can't make the Hall of Fame club in the tub.
One of the many reasons you're on this inaugural edition of Texans Extra Points. Thank you, John. All right, we've got to take a break. Don't go anywhere because we're coming right back. And we've got some breakout players to keep an eye on tonight and in 2014. This is Texans Extra Points.